Philadelphia broke a decade-old record over a week ago as a heat wave swept the region, and temperatures could hit the high 90s again later this week. For people with good air conditioning, heat may not pose much of a threat, but for those without it, heat can be deadly. Sophia Schmidt of WHYY's Plan Philly reports on the latest efforts to get AC units to Philadelphians who need them.
There are barely any trees on Felicia Ashley's block in the East Germantown section of Philadelphia. Inside her row home, her young nieces and nephew watch TV. It's sweltering because the AC unit near the kitchen doesn't work.
My landlord is actually a friend of mine's daughter, and she said that AC been here since when she was little. That AC older than me.
Ashley has been surviving the heat with just a fan on her first floor, although she does have one AC unit upstairs.
Like, because I have high blood pressure and diabetes, and I also have a pregnant daughter, and my husband goes to dialysis. So the air is really, really needed.
Health conditions like diabetes, high blood pressure, and pregnancy can make you more vulnerable to heat exhaustion and heat stroke. And heat can be deadly. Heat-related deaths in Philly have dropped in recent years, but at least 6 people died in Philadelphia from heat-related causes in the last 10 days. Ashley looked into buying a new air conditioner herself, but it was too expensive.
Once I pay my rent, my bills, it's over.
U.S. Census Bureau data show more than 400,000 Pennsylvania housing units lack air conditioning. For those who can't afford air conditioning, there is assistance, but it's limited. In a Facebook group for moms, Ashley learned about a tiny mutual aid group based in Philly called Funds Y'all. They've been raising money and collecting used air conditioners to give to neighbors in need. A volunteer named Ellen Henry delivered a window unit to Ashley's house and helped install it. After a bit of wrangling, it shuddered to life. On the drive to Ashley's home, Henry said she got involved because she's noticed summers getting hotter.
The idea is essentially environmental justice.
In Philadelphia, many areas of the city discriminated against through redlining are now considered especially vulnerable to heat. And nationally, research has shown Black and Hispanic households are more likely than white households to be energy insecure. Experts say, especially with climate change, more resources are needed for air conditioning assistance. Chris Uejo is a professor at Florida State University who studies the way climate change impacts our health.
For key risk groups, this is an all-hands-on-deck moment. While air conditioning may have historically been seen as a luxury, it is no longer a luxury in an era of climate-driven, change-driven temperature increases.
Last year, a nonprofit in one of Philly's hottest neighborhoods started a GoFundMe to buy air conditioners for vulnerable neighbors, but the group wasn't able to do it this year. One opportunity is the federal program called the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP. Experts say nationally, most of the money goes to help pay families' winter heating bills. But some states, including Delaware, use it for summer cooling bills and even air conditioners. Pennsylvania started a pilot program with that funding this summer to provide or repair air conditioners. But it's only for households that already got LIHEAP or weatherization help in the past year. The state says so far they've provided or repaired over 100 cooling units statewide. Felicia Ashley, the East Germantown resident, says there should be more resources for free AC units.
Because there's a lot of seniors out here that can't afford ACs. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of seniors out here, and single people like me, they have bills and rent, and we're working on one income.
Meanwhile, dozens of residents like Ashley have applied for an air conditioner from the mutual aid group. Organizers with Funds Y'all have stopped taking new applications and say it could take months to cross everyone off their list. Sophia Schmidt, WHYY News.